Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Riverside City Podcast. You're going to notice that it sounds a little bit different today because there's only one other player here. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I get to go first? It's been so long! I don't think I've ever gone first.
I don't think
I'm also last. Hey folks, it's Rob.
Alright, so as part of the recap from last time, well, maybe we'll save the recap for when the rest of the players are here, but what the rest of the players don't know is that I have Rob here for a special session where we're going to go through the castle with no one else here.
Yeah, all now, spooky and special for me.
Now, this is going to be a little bit unique in that we don't know how long these sessions are going to go. He has a way out. He knows that. And he can stay as long as he wants, as long as he can stay alive. This could be a 20-minute episode, or it could be 2 hours. It might even get broken into two episodes. We don't know. But either way, that's the scenario for today.
Alrighty then.
Get into it. Well, yeah, let's jump right into it.
Maybe a slight recap.
Yeah, slight recap. He is currently...
We fought Sigma, and Sigma banished me to what I figured out to be Realm of Dracula. Mr. Sanguine. His demiplane that he created.
He plane-shifted you. Yeah. Not banished.
Right. Sorry.
He went, hey, look. And then you're like... I can always get out. I might as well go. And then you let it happen. So he avoided some necrotic damage, or he took some necrotic damage that he negated with, or he mitigated.
I casted Daylight, which lasts for an hour.
And it does not take concentration like he thought it did.
Correct.
So sorry about getting that one wrong, y'all. So the last thing that happened was he had breached the gates.
Yep.
So after you breach the gates, you don't really feel that oppressive necrotic aura on you or like the spirits that were attacking you. Instead, you just get a feeling of melancholy that kind of washes over you.
Gotcha.
Not fear, not anger, nothing you'd just expect. Just like a deep meh. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's where you're at. You have a couple things you can see. Past the gate, you see about 50 feet from you is a massive castle door. There's also to your left and right, you see a pretty well manicured grounds, though there is a groundskeeper's shed type thing about 1,000 feet to your left. I'd say like 250 feet to your left. You are not in danger right now that you know of. You're not hurt. But you are the only source of light, and you are radiating a 60-foot ball of light. Which I think you have at will, don't you?
No. That was part of the light power set I don't have anymore. I have the celestial power set. Since I got a little bit of breather, I'm going to heal myself up some. Because I got 10 level 3 cure wounds to cast.
Yeah. You took a good amount of damage last time. 40?
50?
50?
54 points. Get to reroll that. There we go. That was good.
Upgrade.
Yep. 23. 15.
I think you probably do one more of those and you'd be good if you get anywhere close to that. Ugh. 25. That's a good roll. 2 8s and a 4.
I am only 8 points down now.
You're pretty happy. So, you know you can't see the whole of the grounds, but you do. I've described the basics of what you see. It looks like there's something like a hedge maze in the back. You can see like the edge of it, or it could just be like a hedge garden. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have some options.
Yeah. I'm also going to use my action to give me temporary hit points. Tireless.
Yes. D6 plus...
D8 plus wisdom modifier.
Nice.
I'm just confirming that real quickly.
Tireless. I forgot the thing exists.
Yep.
Do you see where I dented the dice, this
Yep, thing? D8 plus 5.
Dented it with this?
Yep. Does it count as healing so I can re-roll it? No.
No, it's preventative. It's preventative.
So we got 9 temporary hit points.
It's not bad.
Well, I can do that 4 more times.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
But it's as an action, so I can't really do it in combat. It's between combat.
Yeah. All right, so where are you going to go?
I'm out here. I'm just going to take a peek into the shed if I can.
Yeah, you work your way down. Roll me a quick stealth. Just you're going to need lots of skills. You should just stay on that page.
Yep. That's a 4 on the die for a 20 total.
You're fine, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't seem like anything moved or notices you. It's very dark, and are you still radiating light? Or did you turn that off? I'm asking.
I was thinking about removing it. Can I choose to dim it?
No.
I could put it on a point. I could leave that point behind. I usually put it on a coin.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that. Or you could put it inside. If you put it in an enclosed thing, like a back, you could put it in your pocket.
Yep. Right. One trick I learned was on a necklace, where I can just put the necklace into my shirt.
Yeah.
So I smother the light. I don't completely put it out.
So you can always just lift your shirt and see what's...
Exactly. But I do have Umbral Sight from Gloomstalker.
So you really don't need it.
Exactly. It was just to keep the other things away.
Yeah, and he doesn't feel like that's an issue right now. You just put it in your pocket or you put it away.
Yep.
So it's dark. You make your way to the groundskeeper's shed, and it is probably 30 feet on a side. It's pretty big for a groundskeeper's shed. It's actually massive. There's a pretty sturdy looking door with a big old lock on it.
I'll attempt to pick it.
All right.
I'm going to switch off that die that rolled me a 4. Yeah, this variation of Daemon has a lot more skills. Don't know how well the other Daemon would do so well in here.
Yeah.
Then again, he could just dim door through it.
Yep.
That's a 16 total. I rolled a 5.
So not only did you not unlock it, you also triggered the trap.
Because I need to check for traps.
Yeah. So that's going to be... I need you to make me a con save.
Red dice are not treating me well, so I'm going to my next one. That's a 15 plus my stat of an 8 for a 23.
Yeah, you're going to take half of this damage.
And the type?
It is actually a... it's a poison.
I'm immune to poison.
You're immune to poison. So you're immune to the poison condition as well, right?
Yep.
Okay. So all that's going to happen is your little head...
I feel...
You feel like you made a mistake. And that the voices in your head are like, you dumbass. You did not. Why did you not check it for traps? Didn't we teach you well enough? Did your master not teach you about how to do this?
I don't know. My brain's just not in the right spot for here.
Well, get your shit together. Otherwise you'll die. All right.
I'm going to...
Yeah.
Disarm said trap that I've already found.
It's a one-off.
Okay. Then I will attempt to pick it again with the die that actually worked for me this time. I'm going to use a lucky.
So not break your lock picks off in the lock there? Because, in that one, you will break your lock picks off.
My dice do not want me to live here.
Apparently not. How many D20s do you have out?
Natural 20.
All right. So it's just... Like, you feel like you're almost failing, and then you end up just... the little voice in your head says, like, and 3/16 of an inch to the left. And you do it, and it just pops open, like almost like it's spring-loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And the door actually clinks open.
I'll take a look inside.
So inside are every... You'd think, it's a medieval castle, right? You see medieval tools. No, it is all, like, the super high-end, like... Toro and or whatever the highest end lawn equipment in the world is. Like, you're like, that thing has a digital display with radar for checking weeds and shit. Like, it is top of the line in here. And inside is not neon, but LED lighting on the ceiling. Like, this place is decked out. And there is it looks like there's a small room sectioned off in the back corner.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
As an action, or
Does Rangers not get it as a ritual?
Rangers don't get ritual at all.
Okay. Well, I haven't cast any of my first level slots, so I guess I will cast that as an action.
It's a 30-foot cone, right?
It's concentration up to 10 minutes, within 30 feet of you. Doesn't say cone.
Oh, cool. So
it's a sphere.
You feel that there is a like a red magic. It's probably just an illusion on the door to let it know the trap has been triggered.
Can I use Arcana to reset that?
You could use Arcana to scrub it if you wanted to try. If you failed, there might be an effect, though.
If I can hide the fact that I'm here a little bit longer, I think I'll survive a little bit better. Arcana's only a +13.
Yeah, only a +13.
15 plus 13 for 28.
Yeah, you've seen things like this, and you were able to just flip it back. It is totally fucked now because it's gonna when it's full, it's gonna say it's empty. When it's empty, it's gonna say it's full. But you don't care about that.
Yep, not my place.
So yeah, but you're in a room full of high end lawn equipment. Something of note to you potentially, there is a one of those laser hedge trimmers, like handheld.
No magic on it?
No, it's just a laser hedge trimmer. Like it has a bar of metal, you know, with a laser emitter that goes into another laser. It goes into a laser receiver, and it is effectively it's a short sword, but it does like 3d6 radiant.
I will take it.
Yeah, you don't know how effective it would be like long term, but it's like super high end lawn equipment. It's probably gonna be worth like a grand if you brought it, or two or three grand if you brought it out.
Especially if I brought it to Claw.
No. This is not a weapon. It's not meant to be a weapon.
Yes, but I'm sure he could retrofit it because he was very interested in my guns.
That is totally no. This is totally different. This is like, it has not been used in a military application because it's not practical. Not because it couldn't be.
Ah, okay.
But if you're only using it for like a couple hours, you could beat on it for a while.
Okay.
I feel like you're gonna get 10 strikes with it before it breaks, and it's treated like a short sword. 3d6 short sword, and you can use it to get through any kind of like plant matter without any issues. So, like, let's say you wanted to cut a hole through a hedge, you could do it, and it like butter.
Laser what?
It's a laser hedge trimmer. It's short sword stats, but it's all but it adds 3d6 radiant, so total of 46. All right. And then there's the room in the back.
I'm going to investigate the door for traps.
There's a sign on the door that you can read. It says living quarters.
I'm still going to check for traps.
Okay.
And if there's any magic on it.
Okay.
Any magic on it?
There's a little bit of magic on the actual like sign. Looks like it might be magically changed. And right now it says like Rodney.
Okay, that's a 16 on the die plus a 13 for investigation.
Yeah, it looks like it has an alarm trap on it.
I'm going to disable it.
Roll to disable thieves' tools.
Did the other one have an alarm trap?
No.
Okay.
It had an actual trap, like a poison that was going to cause you damage every round, 66 every round for a minute. Yeah, it was really brutal.
Yeah, glad I kept my parrot proof against poison. I am going to use an inspiration.
Well, you already... this is the same one, the trap, right?
Correct.
What's your total?
It's a 16. Hence why I want to use an
inspiration. Do you think it would be... knowing your bone... Okay, so... Oh, you're right. You know that you wouldn't set it off unless you got 5 less than you needed to disable it. I'm just letting you know that.
And judging by how Paul is phrasing this, it seems like he's trying to save me from bringing my inspiration. So I'm going to trust in Paul not to screw me over this time. Next time, I don't know.
You get one. Yeah, it doesn't go off. But you feel like you were one number off setting it off. So you know the DAC now.
Yep, I need to get 20 total.
Even. Mm-hmm. Magical traps are harder to disable. You can roll Arcana instead if you prefer, because it is a magical trap.
Then I get a plus 2.
I'm just letting you know it's a choice.
A total of a 13 plus diet roll instead of versus 11. Okay, that's a total of a 30.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, you figured out there's like a little rune in there that you just manage to snip in half, and looks like it's not locked.
Okay. I look for secondary traps.
You have to open the door slightly to do that, just FYI.
Okay. I will look for secondary traps.
Okay. You go roll please.
What did I... Oh, there's a sense of me being there. 14 plus 13 for 27.
You don't find anything.
I'm keeping this die. This is my die.
It is black inside. It is just jet black inside. I mean, you can see through it, but there's no lights, and you are letting a sliver of light in because the LEDs in the room you're in.
Gotcha. Do I see anything in here?
There's a bed, and it looks like there's a person in the bed.
Any magic within 30 feet of me?
Yeah, it looks like he's got a collar on.
A what?
A collar.
Okay. What kind of magic?
Enchantment.
Can I combine this with Arcana to try to figure out what kind of enchantment or...
Absolutely.
I kind of skipped my hand, but that's a total of a 19.
You've seen, like, record of things like this. That's probably a slave collar, like a magical slave collar to induce, like, domination.
So I think if I can figure out a way to break it off him, he could be friendly, but not guaranteed.
Correct.
All right. And are we talking like Arcana, or are we talking like Thieves' Souls?
Probably both, and you need to succeed at both at the same time. Okay. Two different dice rolls. Both would need to succeed if you didn't want to both set it. One, the Arcana would be to stop it from going off, while the Thieves' Souls is to actually take it off.
Arcana definitely first, then.
No. But yeah. It has to be simultaneous.
Yep. I'm just saying Arcana is the first one I'm rolling.
Got it. Okay. All right, yeah. Also, are you being stealthy in here? Yes. I'm only going to ask you this one time.
Yes, you already asked me for that stealth roll, so I figured I was still being stealthy.
Okay. Okay, I guess you only set the one trap off. So, but after you set a trap off, you're going to have to roll again. You don't have to do it this time, but from now on. Okay.
I might need a reminder.
I'll remind you.
Okay. Arcana of a 28.
You feel like that would work as long as you get the these tools to work.
And I have 4 inspirations to make sure it does. Do I think a 21 will work?
You don't.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think this would, if I don't make it, would wake him up?
Absolutely.
So that time it was a 6. Would I be able to action search to get 2 more attempts?
Oh, you're saying like to try and... Okay.
Oh. It would put 1 level of exhaustion on me.
And it would give you disadvantage on all ability checks.
Okay, maybe not.
That's really, really bad. That's something to save your life, not...
Yep, disadvantage on ability checks, then half speed.
Yeah, it's really,
disadvantage on attack and saves. So, yeah.
Then death.
No, there's still more. Okay. I need more than a 21, so I probably need like a 25. Okay, that succeeds. 28
will beat the 23 I had set. Because you beat it by so much, you feel like you could get it to snap back together off of him so it wouldn't set anything. It wouldn't, like, be a live wire waiting to be touched. You feel that you're quick enough to snap it and snap it together again. Essentially, you just delayed it.
Gotcha. Yep, I will resecute. Right now, I wouldn't have control if I snapped that on somebody, so...
Mm-hmm.
And... Slavery is not one of his Damon's things he likes, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will just reseal it. Not on him,
like a bench post or like a bed post or something like that.
Something like that.
Okay. So Rodney's eyes flicker open, and you see that they are deeply recessed, and he's just terrified, and he's like, what?
Shh. You are free. I just freed you.
What about the cameras?
I have a 30 passive. I would have seen them.
Ooh, you do. Okay. As you entered, there was a camera pointed at the door, but because your stealth was so high, it didn't see you. This guy does not have that kind of stealth. I will tell you that right now.
I would loop it so it doesn't pick me up.
You'd need a tech check.
It's like I got tech.
Oh, you can go do that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dice hate you so much.
I end up blowing up the camera. Oh. I rolled a 2, so I'm thinking about doing something else instead.
2 total? What's the...
No, 2 plus and 13 for a total of 15.
You would be able to loop it with that, but it would be a bad loop. Like, if someone were to review it...
Okay.
Like, they would notice there's something up with it. Like there's something... Like, it's like there's an obvious chop. But on first glance, you'd never guess.
Yep. And I could always then, once we're out, sneak back in and re-enable it so it doesn't look
correct
anymore.
You could, yeah, that'd probably be the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I will have a quick conversation with him.
He says, how did you get here? I was told no one would ever come for me.
I have a way with going through worlds, planes.
Like magic?
Yes. What year was the last year you know of?
Like 2024?
Well, it's now 2026.
I don't know, man. I got this job at CARE, and I was a groundskeeper, and then I went to work one day, and then they knocked me out, and I woke up here with a collar on my neck.
Yeah, we're not in Care anymore. Or Kansas.
Actually, I almost want to say it's the Care plane. Because it means something I still don't know. I still have yet to decide.
I taught you several suggestions.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know what it means, but what's the other meaning?
Yep. All right.
Cardiovascular Advanced Research Enterprises, I think is what I decided on.
Because
it makes it work.
All right. Stay here. I will come back for you before I leave. It'll probably be safer.
But
unless you want to risk coming with me. I have a feeling there's a lot of monsters here, and I cannot protect you.
I don't. They let me have extra sleep because I got hurt yesterday, but they're gonna come get me an hour after the bell.
You know what? I'm gonna cast plane shift on them when we're done with this conversation.
Shit, where are you gonna put him?
Actually,
no. Coast to wherever he would be relative to this plane.
That might not be as good.
Well, no. I mean, no matter what, he lands somewhere like it's better than here.
Yes, but I'll tell him that.
Now you know that if you took him out to where you came in, he'd go back to where you were.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on. You're a Horizon Walker.
Yep.
Roll me. Roll me survival.
Survival.
Yeah.
I am expertise in. How's a 32?
Yeah, you know exactly where you would end up because your spatial reasoning is just fucking lasered in on portals and different planes. Right now, he would end up downtown Chicago. Actually, he'd end up right in front of the Science and Industry Museum.
Okay,
like about 6 feet off the ground. But
that is interesting.
Now you figure out if he laid down on the floor, he'd end up like a foot off the ground.
Okay. I will continue talking to him. I'll tell him I have a way to get him out of here now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Any information? Can you give me a layout, blueprints?
I have the map they gave me when I started here. It doesn't have anything inside the castle, but it has the whole grounds.
I'm
in charge. Me and one other guy, but he's not really that guy. He's something else. Something scary.
Does he wear the same kind of collar as you?
Oh, no. He put it on me, he said.
Okay, so he's probably not going to... He might still get the same treatment.
Huh?
I will take care of him.
Got it. He actually lives in the hedge maze.
Okay.
There's another house... Well, another building kind of like this one, but instead of tools, it's just his house inside there.
Okay. Anything else of importance in the hedge maze?
They told me not. I couldn't go to the middle of it.
Do you know what's in the middle?
I saw a sparkling blue light there one time.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for when I use my detect portals.
Mm-hmm.
Which direction is it from here?
He points. It's like directly behind the castle from the gate.
All right. And now let's see my detect portal. It's once per short rest, I believe.
Correct.
So I probably only get one of these, really. Mile radius. Directions to the closest planar portal with a mile of you.
Okay. You gonna activate it?
Yes.
There's one inside the castle.
Okay. So
it is closer than the other one would have been if it was a portal.
Yep. That's what I was figuring, but now I know there are two potential ways out other than plane shift.
Maybe. You don't know where they
I don't know where they go.
Yeah.
But I do know them at least.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it is actually underground in the castle.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It'd be in the attic, like up the very top of the castle.
Gotcha.
He said, my overseer, the candle's fully about and burned out in here. My overseer should be here in less than 2 hours.
I could wait here as a trap for him, or I can use this time to investigate and then come back here in the 2 hour mark. This is Damon kind of thinking out loud to himself. Is there any other advice? Anything else I should know?
What is
your name?
Rodney.
Rodney. Do you got a last name, Rodney?
Rodney Miller.
Miller? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I used to live in Alaska, but I moved to Riverside City to chase in my girlfriend, or the girl. Well, no, he moved to Chicago, actually. He says, yeah, she moved for work, and I got a job at the Care Hospital in Chicago as their, like, groundskeeper.
Okay. Well, I will see you in Chicago. I work in Riverside City for the most part. I do frequent Chicago every so often.
Okay. That's nice. Okay.
I'm the Cape Damon. Might have heard of me.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay.
Well, also because he's been here since pre-surge.
I was pre-surge.
Yeah, but you weren't known pre-surge.
According to book two, yeah.
You were known by capes. Okay. A couple of them. Because you had useful capes skills.
And cowls.
You had useful skills.
Yeah.
And you were a hunter. Yep. And he had the hunter to know the hunter's name so to avoid them.
Yep. But he now knows a name for when he goes back.
Okay, is this okay?
And then he could potentially tell... I'm going to write him a message to pass on to Claw.
How am I supposed to... He's the rich, like one of the richest people in the world. How am I supposed to...
Tell him you have a message from Damon.
Well, how about I give it to the receptionist?
So long as it gets to him and you drop my name.
Oh, okay. How about you like fold it up and put your name on it?
Yeah.
Okay. He says, I don't have paper. I assume you have paper.
Probably. We're also in a work shed.
You have 8 pieces of paper.
8?
You have like a notebook that's almost done.
Okay. I will rip off a piece of paper detailing that I am currently in another plane, and my allies, I left off in combat with, did Rico actually say he was possessed by...
Yes.
Okay, then I will detail...
A possessed Sigma.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, okay, did you... If you're going to be exploring, there's some super good weed killer. I've never... Nothing works like it. It sprays out in like a 15... Like a 30-foot cone, and it just sprays, and it does a... It just destroys any kind of weeds.
Okay. Where do you keep it?
Oh, he's the camera's looped, right?
Currently, yes.
He walks out and he opens up this cabinet, which you didn't even see, even with your 30. Like, it literally didn't exist until he touches a rune on the wall. And then a panel slides down in and he pulls out this.
I didn't even see the rune with my detect magic.
You saw the rune, but you didn't know what it did.
Okay.
And also it was behind like a curtain, like it was pretty well hidden behind stuff. And he hands you it's like a backpack with a sprayer, but it looks like a flamethrower. But he says, "No, be really careful. It's a pretty narrow comb, but it hurts a lot when you get it on you."
Don't get it on me. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Effectively, it is the blight spell in a cone.
Okay.
In a 30.
How many charges?
It can be used 3 times. For full effect, or you can parse it out. He says, they tell me it's got some kind of magic in it that makes it work here. I said I'd like it if I ever got to go back home, and they said it wouldn't work.
Okay. 30-foot cone, you said?
It's a 60-foot cone, but it's half as wide. 60-foot long with only 30-foot at the end. So it's a half-width cone. You get what I'm saying, right?
Yep. So it's like it's a long 30-foot cone.
Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah,
double the length, 30-foot cone.
Correct. He says, well, thank you. And he dashes up and gives you a quick hug. He says, can you send me home?
Yes. I will expend one of my second plane shift/ teleport charge.
All right, so you've got 1 left.
I got proficiency.
Also, you have 2 left.
I got 3 left. 4 left.
Huh?
I got proficiency.
You said you used one.
I forgot he brought me. I used one to get here, correct?
Correct,
yeah. So I do got 3 left.
Your proficiency is 5, yeah.
Now I used one to get to Rico.
Yes.
And now I'm using one to send him home.
Okay. And he says, oh, be careful about the gargoyles. And then he disappears.
Gargoyles. Good. All right. I will attempt to fix the camera. And then.
Yeah, just roll and beat like a 15.
Yes. 28.
Yeah.
That's been my number tonight.
It really has. With
different adders each time. It still added up to 28.
All right. So you now have access to the whole, you know, it's I'm not going to give you any more information because there are things in motion that I have to be careful about.
Mm-hmm. All right. I know the portal upstairs. Do I get the exact distance?
Direction.
You detect the distance and direction to the closest planar portal.
It's, like, literally, you know it's in the attic of the castle.
500 feet?
More like 900 feet.
Okay.
It's a really, really, it's like a spire.
Okay. I'm going to take a step outside the shed, re-lock and close the door.
Okay.
Reset up everything to the way I found it. Then get him specifically look for gargoyles.
There are dozens of them scattering the sides of the castle, all on their own little perches. And you watch, as you watch closely, one of them like reaches up and scratches its ear and then goes back.
Okay, so without the light source, how dark is it?
It's like it's like a what it would be if it looked, okay, this would make reference to not everyone would understand, but at least you would. It's like a crescent moon and a crescent moon and a starless night in the middle of the country. So some light, like enough that you could kind of see, but not enough that you could do any make any like important distinctions.
So would I say people would have to rely on dark vision to see?
Anything past, like, you could see normally within, like, 15 feet. But yes, they need dark vision and otherwise. So yes, you were effectively invisible.
Gotcha. Because otherwise I was just going to cast the spell.
Uh-huh.
I have flight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to still remain at least 30 feet away from any gargoyle and close in on the spire from the outside.
Okay. I need you to make me dex saves. Three of them, please.
Are they... okay.
It is fire damage, if it matters.
So the first one's a 17. So I'm assuming I got seen then, or...
No. You're triggering automated defenses.
Okay, I would have dived as soon as the first automated defense would have gone off.
I understand. Three of them were at the same level.
Second one's a 14 and a 21.
Okay, so what was the first one?
17.
All right, so that was the DC. So you only got hit fully for one. Actually, only one of them is going to do damage to you. It's effectively three missiles shot out. They don't look, they're not very big. They're about the size of a finger. So it's only going to be 18 damage fire.
All
right. And you are knocked back 20 feet, which doesn't matter to you because you're flying.
All right. Still within the castle, correct? Compound.
Yes, through absolutely. The gate. Yeah, it only knocked you back. It basically knocked you back out of its range.
Gotcha. I'm going to use my action to gain some temporary hit points.
Okay.
Because I might as well negate damage when I can.
I agree.
That's almost the best roll I can get.
It's 12?
Yep. I'm currently down 17 hit points total from my max. All right. So there goes that plan.
Yeah, and you, as you look with your perception, you can tell that there are a ton of those little missile launchers scattered all over the building. It looks like there's one per edge of the spire. If you were to fly this not invisibly, you'd be immolated. You wouldn't be able to make the save. There's just too many of them.
Gotcha. Do I think I can make a tech check to reprogram one?
You'd have to get next to it, and that would only be the. It doesn't look like they're working independently of each other.
I was just going to, next time it goes off, wreak havoc by having it target the other missile launchers.
You could try, but it'd be very dangerous.
Okay, maybe not.
You're not a technomancer, you know? Like,
yeah.
If your girlfriend was here, this would be a lot easier, but she's not.
Yep. And it's like I'm also missing a few intelligence points, too.
Even if you, then you have to get next to it, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Technomancer just looks, hey, look, I can do it. You don't have that.
Yep. Not Wi-Fi enabled. All right.
They're running silent.
Yep.
Actually, not even that. They're literally offline.
Yep. All right. I guess I am going to fly up to the front door of the castle. Because okay. I can't get close enough to the top just to teleport directly in.
Mm-mm.
So I could just teleport directly in.
That's really dangerous.
If I know. That's why I didn't pick that option.
That would be hurtful. And then it hurts you a lot.
Oh, like I just did?
Worse.
Probably.
Lots of D10s.
As long as there's not 13 of them, I'm fine. 14 of them.
All right. So you make your way to the front door, and it is 25 feet tall, made out of this black wood that just oozes money and power. Is your detect magic still going, or do you have to give it up for
10 minutes?
Okay.
I do have to make a save, though, to make sure it keeps going.
Con save.
It's only 18 damage, so...
So not use a 10.
I'm good.
Cool. You're at this thing, and the door, you look at it with detect magic on, and it just runes laid throughout it. And then you look a little closer, and there's like a little 5-foot door, like a little 6-foot tall door that's like in the middle of one of them that doesn't have those runes on it. It's a man door to go with a massive door, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to look for traps. Because I had that problem last time, I forgot.
Yep, try for traps.
The dice have given and the dice have taken away. So that's a natural one.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away. Yeah.
I should get that on a shirt. So I should use an inspiration because this is a one and this is a massively ruined door.
Ruined.
Yes. I tossed up the air quotes that I know the audience can't see. Alrighty then. Rob knows this. I only got 2 more inspirations left.
You have lucky, too.
I burnt them all.
Did you really?
Yeah. When I came down here, I had already 2 of my 3 used.
Because you thought it was one fight for the day.
Yeah.
Actually, you can have one for saving Rodney. You didn't have to do that.
I got him out of here without any...
Exactly. You wouldn't have needed to loop the camera either. Because you sent him from where you were.
Correct. Though I would have looped it if I knew about it.
Yeah.
I was going to do it regardless. There we go. That's much better. It's a 19 plus...
13?
And I believe it's 13 for investigation. Investigation for detecting traps.
Yeah.
That's a 32.
Yeah, there is a trap. And it is a very large one. Looks like something on the door. It's just somewhere on the frame of the door, something was going to blast you where you stood.
Arcana to disable?
Absolutely.
Does a 26 cut it?
It does. By 1. You find the triggering rune on the door handle. It's actually on the door handle itself, which blends in perfectly with the rest of it.
Okay.
And you manage to just... Do you disable it? Or do you just figure out how to not trigger it when you open the door?
Everything's been hostile besides Rodney. There's probably other minions about, but the minions haven't been blown up as far as I'm aware of. I'm just going to leave it alone after. Can I disable it in a way that it looks still enabled?
No. You didn't roll high enough.
Gotcha. All right. I'm just going to... If I need evac, I'm not taking the door out.
Fair.
I'm going to leave it enabled behind me.
All right. So, you go to try the door handle, and it is unlocked.
I am shocked.
Okay.
I expected it to be locked.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna open the door and check for secondary traps.
You can roll. You don't find any.
Okay.
Yeah, so you open up the door, and, roll stealth for me. Actually, roll stealth to try not to open the door quietly, then roll stealth for moving silently.
Okay, so opening the door is 19.
Okay.
Moving silently. I definitely don't want to move silently on a 4 at the very beginning of the castle.
You're invisible.
Still,
so you get advantage.
Oh.
No, you didn't get advantage on the door, but you get advantage on yourself.
I will keep a 27 then. All
right, there you go. So you open the door and...
It was... 20 total for the door, not 19.
So, yeah, you don't make much noise at all. You're like, man, if I had oiled it, maybe it would have been better, but did I bring any oil with me? No, I really didn't. You're not a rogue. You are.
I got 3 levels.
But you're not, like, a D&D rogue. You're a cape who's put into a place where, like, this is really weird, but you're kind of rolling.
Are you kidding
with
me?
It.
How was I trained?
This is what you're trained for. Actually, you roll... Call a number in D12. What's good for you to have oil with you?
6. 1.
No. You took it out of your kit a while back to like...
Because I went more cleric-y.
No, you took... You actually, no, this
right, no, I got the right body for this now.
Oh, wait, hold on. It was five away, right? I rolled a five. What I rolled?
Yeah, you had a one. I called a six.
So you're five away. No, what you did, you took it out. It was just like high grade olive oil, and you realized that you were out of olive oil to cook something, and you're like, I'll just replace it, and you forgot. Well, you don't your memory. Never mind. I didn't need to roll for you. You have a 20 wisdom, right?
Yes, and I have advantage on remembering stuff because I started writing the book.
Yes. So, no, you have the oil. You have a pint of really high grade lubricating oil for doors and stuff like that for a future reference.
Okay.
Yeah, you took out your other one, but you still got like, oh, I've got the backup. Hold on, and you like reach into a different pouch and it's there. You're like, I really wish I'd used that on the door, but whatever. So you enter into this room, and it is lit by candlelight, and the ceilings are 40 feet up, and to your right is, ahead of you is a grand staircase that curls upward towards a balcony. Below it, there's a door forward, there's a door to your right, door to your left. So there are a total of four doors out of this room.
The one I came in,
left, five, right, sorry, five up. Doors.
And directly
one per side, and then one on the balcony. One, two. Three, four,
okay,
five.
That's what I was trying to say. Is yes. There one four on my level and one up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go fly up to the one up.
Okay,
I'm gonna look for more AA guns and stuff. Mm-hmm. Scorned by one once.
Roll your perception.
It's at advantage.
Is it?
Shield.
Hmm.
My shield gives me advantage on perception.
Yes, it does.
How does a 27 sound?
You see that there are what appears to be like, if it, only you would see, would notice this. But
outside the tech magic still running.
Yeah, it is the like some of the busts look like the eyes would rotate back and turn into like spots for blasters. But you're invisible because it's so dark. If you get within 5 foot of a candle, you'll get shot.
I will keep away from the candles as best I can.
But the only problem is the up by the door there, the up on the balcony. There's a very large like candelabra up there.
As I said, so, I'll do my best.
Okay.
And then fly over onto the stairs, avoiding the candelabra.
Okay. So you're making way up to the up there. Roll me stealth one more time. You're not invisible at this point. Yeah, there's enough light that it's regular, where it matters.
Didn't I roll stealth when I entered the room?
Yeah, you did. And that was to not get seen by a certain thing.
'The dice giveth
and the dice taketh away.
Wow, you really want to have to fight this thing? You really do.
I am not trying to, but God, now man. I know what my next plan is. When my detect magic finally fades.
Piss without a puddle.
Yeah, pass without a trace.
Shout out to PD Pedro.
Plus 26 to my roll? That should get me everywhere.
Yeah.
So, that's a one. I set off something.
So, you just full-ass trip on the top, on the set, like the next to top stair, and just slam your face into the ground. And you're like, if my master saw me now, he would beat my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, the door in front of you opens.
I take a look.
And stepping out is a very tall, thin set of black plate mail with a massive sword on its back.
Okay.
It turns to look at you and says, "You're a long way from home, intruder."
I feel right at home here.
It'll be your home forever. So it'll be your home for the rest of your life. And he draws his massive sword.
All right.
Roll me initiative.
I roll at advantage at plus 11. What the fuck? Both of them are natural 20s.
I got an 18 on the die.
One in 400.
Yeah.
Not the time I need it.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you a surprise round for two natural 20s.
All right. I'm going to remember that I have the Gloomstalker thing so I get an extra attack.
I had a 22. Like, that was pretty good initiative.
Okay, I would need a 11.
A 10.
11 to beat that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to remember to cast Hunter's Mark. dropping the detect invisible.
Detect magic, you mean?
Detect magic, yeah.
Yeah, so detect magic, you mean. God help me.
What did I say? Detect invisible?
Yeah. I see invisible is a good spot.
I was trying to see if I had invisible. I don't.
What? Because you're already invisible some of the time, so. Dun, dun, dun.
What level spell is invisible?
Second.
Invisibility. Say it again. Just like see invisible. All right, then. Yeah, Hunter's Mark. So I have the extra die versus him. Because I have the surprise on him, I have advantage. I have the natural 20 on the initiative, you said.
Yeah, so you get the advantage on the first roll, yeah.
You said I get advantage on all rolls on your initiative.
No. Okay. Otherwise, it would benefit fighters too much. And rangers.
And me.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Well... Will a 21 hit?
It will, yeah.
Really? Okay, so... Resistances I need to know about for my damage types? Is there resistances I need to separate out, or should I go a flat roll?
It's resistant to necrotic, but legendary pistol and slashing for non-magical, so...
Okay. Are my laser pistols considered magical? They do radiant damage.
Doesn't matter, then.
Okay.
But yes, they're both magical. One's long death, the other one is
yep.
Plus two.
So this is...
Can you... I don't have a notebook out.
One of, I get 3d8 for my... Or is it 2d8? Now I gotta pull up the this power spreadsheet. Okay, so it's 2d8 for that. I do 2d6 more sneak attack damage. I do get additional D8 for being, whatchamacallit, Gloomstalker.
Correct, for the first attack only.
Yep. I think this is enough dice.
Are you smiting?
No.
2D, so 2d6 sneak.
Radiant from the gun.
Yeah.
A bonus radiant. Hunter's Mark. Sneak. Paladin, or Celestial. And then Gloomstalker.
Yeah, that's it. That's a lot of damage. I'm gonna borrow this. You can.
My damage goes down from here, though.
Yeah, you're a Nova. You're a Nova burst.
Once a round.
Yeah.
And I don't actually need to reroll any of them, but I can.
Reroll ones and twos only.
Yeah, I get to reroll. I just don't.
24. Yeah, 41.
41.
Plus.
8.
Why am I subtracting when I can just add up?
All right, second attack.
Oh, yeah, wait, hot tip from DM. Don't subtract HP. Add to until it gets the number you need.
This is now primary hand again. So this is a 23 to hit?
Yeah.
Ten, 28. Third attack with the main hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's 14 on the die, plus 15 for 29.
He only has a 20 AC. Like,
it was also a 5 before it got bumped. So 26 plus 8 for... Or 16 plus 8 for 24. Now for the certain death... Is going to be a miss, so I get a second chance at it as Gloomstalker.
That's the one I wanted to miss.
A 26 will hit.
Yeah.
A 21. 24. 24. 31. How high is the ceiling in here?
60 feet.
I'll go up 35.
Okay.
Because I'm not in melee range of him.
Okay.
Yep.
It's your turn again.
Yep.
Because you have a surprise run with your two nat 20s.
Yep. But the rest of my attacks are not at advantage. Does the Rogue City aim on your next attack? So that only triggers one attack,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to use that.
Okay. You cannot move anymore. You're stapled in place.
Correct. But now I get to sneak a trigger on my own.
Correct.
I'm assuming a 26 will hit.
Yeah. He had shield and everything. He just couldn't get to use it because he didn't get it. I gave you the surprise round.
Mm-hmm. Two natural 20s. He can't complain.
I can, but... I'm pretty sure it's the... Yeah, it is. No, it's not. That's the 8.
20. 32, 40, 48, 51, 59. Alright, now second main hand.
Stop. He falls down.
I was looking to blast him with the weapon of certain death.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd forget that part. Okay, yeah, fight's over. He's dead. Mm-hmm. Cool, monster. Cool. Cool job, dude. Fuck you, too. Okay. He literally got to say like four words and then died.
Mm-hmm.
You went pew, 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 and he died.
Yeah, pew 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 makes sense.
And he died. Mm-hmm. All right, what are you gonna do? Door's open still.
Door's open.
It has just smoking in front of it, literally.
Before I turned off my detect magic, was he completely radiant magic?
Oh yeah.
Probably can't take his weapon with me.
Maybe.
I'm assuming my 15 strength would probably be not enough.
To pick it, what, his great
sword? The way I can envision the guy.
It's a large greatsword. It is a like large size greatsword.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be helpful for me sneaking around the place.
Not in the slightest. It's really cool, though. It's like a buster sword almost. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
He's freakishly strong, so he didn't care.
I'm also worried if it's cursed or not.
You don't know. You could actually technically wield it, but you'd be at disadvantage.
Don't really need that kind of melee weapon, and our only person that does doesn't need that either. I am not going to attune to it, but I will put it in my backpack. Does it have a sheath?
It weighs 50 pounds.
Does it have a sheath?
No, it has a
half sheath.
Yeah,
because that's how great swords kind of work. You lift it up partially, and then you flip it over your shoulder.
Yeah, like that. I had imagined there's like a flat spot on it where a magnet just...
Okay. For the half sheath at the bottom, it's actually a sheath for the first couple of inches,
yeah.
And then there's nothing, so you can just swing out from your back.
Yeah.
And you don't have to fully extend it, because you're not going to have that arm length.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You and this guy are similar in height. You could do that. You could take it. It's cool. It's
definitely sellable.
It's jet black.
I'll take my souvenir for this mission.
All right.
And now I'm cursed.
Just roll me a quick...
What does Boreal say about it? And what about my Arcana roll? Before I take it.
Roll Arcana at disadvantage. Because it's not active anymore. You're remembering it.
What's my wisdom?
That's why you got a shot at it.
Arcana?
Yeah.
At disadvantage? 15.
Yeah.
It's a 2.
It had an enhancements magic on it, but there's something else there too, but you can't remember.
Okay. Even
honestly with the other roll, you wouldn't have got it either.
Okay.
And
Boreal has any thoughts on the matter?
He says, that's a nice sword. He says it's well crafted. It's a bit large, but
it sounded like ethereal.
No. He respects craftsmen.
Yeah. But
it's a bit large. But it's no, I don't do Ethereal's voice anymore, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
So they're going to sound very similar unless I say, this is this person, because I'm just not going to split my voice right now, because that hurts. He says, it's well-crafted. There's a pretty strong enchantment on it.
No way to figure out what enchantment it is?
I couldn't tell you. We didn't see it in action.
Yeah, I didn't want to see it in action, to be honest.
I absolutely agree. Ethereal goes, yeah, but it would have been fun.
Maybe for you guys, but if your vessel dies...
We wait till the next one picks us up. No, to be clear, you're the one who could take both of us, so we'd miss that. Rose says, would we? She says, yes, we wouldn't have shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, but understandable. Don't grab it by the handle, or the hilt. Grab it by the cross guard.
I will sheath it by the cross guard and only handle it by that.
Just roll a quick dex check. Don't botch. Break a 10.
I don't roll a 1 then.
No, check. Not... You have the ninja power set?
Yeah.
So you need to roll a 3. You need to roll a 4 better.
Okay. I thought you said check. Deck save.
No. That's another net one, folks. That is the sixth net one from Rob since he came in this place. The dice are trying to kill him. Yeah, you sheath it just fine. It's on your back.
One inspiration left.
Yeah.
Out of the four I started with.
This thing is heavy. Just letting you know.
Yep.
Like, it is a discernible, like, you're like, oh, okay, I'm sagging a little bit. You're 15 strength?
Yep, with the boost item.
Yeah, so you're fine. Yeah, like, you can carry it just fine. It's just, like, it is noteworthy how heavy it feels, and it's unusual. It's probably not made of steel, is what I'm getting at. There's something else to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will try to head upstairs.
All right. You ended up here. You actually open up you go through the door, and you see that it leads into a long hallway, with like a half a dozen rooms scattered along it.
Okay. I no longer have to take magic up. That sucks. And I don't have.
You really didn't need Hunter's Mark on that dude.
Yeah, but it helped a lot. Didn't you see the die that I chose for it?
Yeah,
I was rolling very well every time. I didn't have to reroll it once.
All right. He just overkilled it by 30 points in the last hit.
And I still had at least two more attacks.
I know.
All right, so I'm going to investigate the first two rooms for traps.
No traps.
Are the doors locked?
No.
I'll take a peek inside.
One looks like, it's obviously the guy you just killed's room. It has, oh my god, it has a coffin. And you see that there's smoke that's slowly slithering into it.
All right. What does Damon know about taking care of coffins and the smokes?
Roll religion.
Should I reroll? Because that was supposed to be an arcana.
You can roll both. The AC is higher on arcana. So if that's arcana, that's... Yep. A 17 is not going to get you. You're like, vampires. Magic doesn't like them.
How's a 23 sound?
You know you need to stake it to the heart with wood.
All right, I'll stake them.
Where is your wood?
Have I seen any wood in this facility? Yeah, no furniture?
All over, yeah.
I will improvise a stake. And put a little holy water on it, just for chicks and giggles, because I would definitely have that.
Yeah, you do it, and you stake through the chest, and you hear, and it poofs, and because you didn't take it out of its armor, there is a ring that falls, tink, to the bottom.
I will pocket the ring to look at later.
Okay.
Because I can't...
I'm going to sound like a dick. How did you pick the ring up?
Very carefully and following Boreal's instructions with handling cursed items.
Good. He tells you to, like, slip a piece of paper underneath it and don't touch it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put it in a pouch. Okay. So yep. Write down Vampire Warrior Ring.
Also wrote down the Greatsword.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to make sure I have at least three more stakes with me.
Okay. Yeah, there's a chair you can whittle down. You just pick the four legs off and sharpen a point real quick. You know.
Yep, it's like I got magical swords for this.
Yeah, and you go across the room and you go across the hall, and there's a very similar room, with the exception of the coffin is open. There's no one inside.
Is there any chairs, wooden chairs, in there?
Yeah.
I'll make one more stake and just leave it inside the coffin where the heart should be if he returns.
Roll me a thieves' tools check. No, roll me a survival check. You're making a trap.
But you like the idea.
I do. That's why I'm letting you do it.
How does a 33 sound?
Yeah, that's masterful. Truly, like, chef's kiss, you know? I hate that fucking phrase.
So I won't have to roll for one of these similar traps again?
No, you're fucking mastered that shit. You know exactly how to do it. You actually used a little bit of, like...
Still sprinkled some holy water on it.
Yeah, it's nice. Well,
now I don't have to worry about the anyone coming back from that room, at least.
So, yeah, there's three more sets of rooms on this, particular, like, pathway. And then you see there's a not a T-junction, but like a four-way junction at the end.
Okay. I'll take a quick peek into the... investigate the room for traps, and then take a peek into the rest of the rooms.
You know, I'll give you that. This hallway, there are no traps. I'll give you that to save us time.
Okay.
The next two sets of doors are a little more spaced out, and it leads into what looks like servants' quarters.
I will leave those alone.
Like, And you notice there's no coffins. These are just a person would stay there. There's beds for six. It looks like six beds for six with tiny little cubbies at the end of the at the end. Roll me a quick perception.
30 passive.
I repeat, 30 passive. Fine. I don't make you roll because it'll take more time because you got to roll for each room. Each of them have like a little journal type thing that says. It's basically like letters home. You find a total of 30 different beds. No, sorry. 6 times 6. So 36 different beds, all of which look like there are people who's living here who are taken from the real world.
I can't send that many people home at once.
Not with your spell, no.
So I gotta figure out where that portal goes up top and then potentially send all the servants through if I can. All right, I'm just going to keep them in mind because Rob's going to forget. So this is me asking to be reminded later.
I will do my best to remind you.
All right, I'm going to continue down.
Yeah, so you come to the four-way juncture, and ahead there's a stairs going up and a stairs going down, and as well as one more door off to your left. And to the right and left, there's a long hallway leading off into more rooms.
I'm going to head up.
Okay. You make your way up, and it just keeps kind of going up and up until you finally reach you go probably about 150 feet of, like, straight up. Like, it turns into a spiral staircase once it gets above the height of the room. And then it goes up and up, and you are in a room with you're about a third, maybe a quarter of the way up this spire. And you know, you have a feeling you're being watched. Oh, I'm sorry. Your third of passive perception. You feel an arcane eye. You see an arcane eye snap into existence behind you.
I thought I prepared non-detection. Looks like I failed to prepare non-detection. I wanted to have that.
What level spell is it?
Third.
Call an armor to D12. Let's see if you have a shot at it.
Six.
That is a 10. You do not have it.
Yep. No, but seriously, that was on my list of stuff.
What I was going to do is I was going to take it. And I was going to remove a third level spell and give you one.
A tenth of them?
No, remove a third and give
you
that.
Yeah, you said 10, so I'm like...
No. Yeah, I was going to remove one and replace it.
Yep. Pick speak with plants. Or revivify.
I think you get those as part of your...
Daylight or haste.
All right.
But, oh well. A little late now.
So there's an arcane eye watching you.
Arcana on arcane eye. Is there any way to get rid of it?
No. It's indestructible.
And force damage?
It is indestructible. I think... I know that you can kill the one from clairvoyance because it only has one HP, but it's invisible. But no, the Arcane Eye one is indestructible. I'm like 90% sure. You can check it if you want.
Okay. Does it just move around slowly? If I close the door, I can't go through it?
I cannot go through the doors. You're right. There have been no doors in this whole, like, walk up these giant staircase.
Plus, if I just teleport, I should have a hard time following me.
Potentially, yeah.
I do have Misty Step prepared. I do have Misty Step prepared.
You always have it prepared as a Horizon Walker.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure I actually did have it prepared.
You always do.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to pretend I don't see it, though I'm not good at pretending, so I'm
roll
not going to...
Roll Deception. Or Performance, whichever you prefer.
It's both a negative one. So watch, I'm getting it a zero. Beat me on just flat roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will continue up.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just following me.
Yeah. And about, you go up another 50 feet and a portcullis slams shut behind you.
Okay, I'm good with this, so. Mm-hmm. I continue up.
Yep, and about another, you go up another 20 feet or so and another portcullis slams shut behind you.
Okay.
It's going to happen every about 30 feet from then forward. Boom, 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 you know. Obviously, something wants to stop you from going down.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know you can just dim door down.
Yep. Or Misty Step through each of those.
Well, yeah, but that's spells out of each.
Yeah. I was planning on saving the dim door, but I guess I might have to.
So you finally make your way. You're probably up like 300-400 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in a kind of a bigger room. And there's
Is the eye still following me?
Yes.
How did I enter this said room?
Open door. There was no door. It was just an open, like,
Okay.
It almost looks like...
And the eye is small enough to fit through the portcullis?
Yeah. I mean, it's like this. It's like a golf ball.
Gotcha.
And so you enter into this room, and it looks like there's nice chairs and...
This is where the portal should be?
No. That's another 500 or 600 feet above you.
500, 600? Okay.
Like I said, it's like 1,000. It's mad. You're walking within a spire, and there are
doors. I'm not walking.
Okay, you're floating?
Yeah. So I don't set off pressure plates on the ground.
That's a good idea. So ahead of you, in the middle of the room is the staircase that keeps going up, and then to your right and left and straight. So there are, I'm sorry, you're on the staircase in the middle of the room. It keeps going up. There's a grate put above you, stopping you from going up, and then there's a pathway left, right, north, south, east, or west. There's a pathway. It looks like they lead to other towers.
Okay.
And roll me perception active.
32.
Okay. You see hidden in one of the corners is a very small girl.
Looks human?
As far as you can tell.
Is she trying to hide or...
Yeah, it looks like she has somehow wormed her way like in between a bookshelf and the wall, and then she's managed to like cause the bookshelf to like partially collapse to hide her. She is like visibly shaking. She's not shaking, but you can tell that she's internally shaking. Her eyes are like rapidly flicking back and forth.
She appears to be very scared.
Oh, she looks fucking terrified. Roll an insight if you'd like. You don't have to.
Plus 10. That was a 23 sound. Or, no, 20, 28.
Yeah, so you rolled an 18.
For some reason, was thinking about my wisdom just being 5 and then adding the 5.
I got it, yeah. Proficiency. She is absolutely terrified. And you see what looks like she has a little crucifix around her neck. And she is gripping it, like, so hard. You see a little bit of blood on her fingers.
Okay. How far away is she?
She's probably 7, let's say like 25 feet from you. Okay. It's like a 50-foot room.
And how far behind is the eye from me?
About 6 feet, maybe.
No, I cannot physically interact with it. I can't cast teleport on it.
It doesn't ever say you can't.
I don't think that would probably be a good idea.
No, it wouldn't, but it's an object. It could save, but it could try.
Yeah, it's not worth it then.
No, it's really not.
If I had more dim doors, I'd...
You can't dim door an unwilling target.
No, but I can dim door, and then...
Do you have Vortex Warp? It's a wizard spell. Never mind.
Yep.
You could point at it and send it away 60 foot away outside the tower. Fuck.
Yep. All right. Well...
And then the little girl from the corner says, I see you.
I see you too. I'm Damon.
Hi, I'm Mary.
You said Mary?
Aunt Mary. Her name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Are you from here?
No. I escaped.
Where are you from?
The Awano Artology.
With Arcana, do I know exactly where, if I plane shifted her right now, where she'd end up?
Somewhere in the Bahamas. Things do not line up naturally.
I figured that out.
The altitude actually has a big sway in it. You know that the closest you've gotten to that, it would be where you came in. And then Chicago would be the next closest. Okay. You were in Sri Lanka for a minute on the way up here.
Okay. Do you know the name of your parents?
She nods her head vigorously.
What is the name of your parents?
John and Nancy Williams.
What was Ronnie's last name? Mills. Never mind.
Miller.
Miller. All right.
You look at her and you're like, she can't be that old. But then you look a little closer. She's probably like 12 or 13, but she's just really small. She's probably no bigger than like 4'5". She's really short.
How long have you been here?
I was trapped in the basement for 2 years.
And her voice, you realize that's why her voice pattern wouldn't have developed, because she's been a kid and she has a lisp. So she says, there's a bunch of people down in the basement still, but I escaped a little bit ago. And then I held my cross that I took off of the table,
And then food showed up and I ate it, and I was able to hide. Can you take me home?
I will send you home. I will attempt to save the rest of the people, too.
Okay.
Do you
Don't go upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Mr. Sanguin. He's here most of the time. I have to hide whenever he's around. Because he came down and almost saw me one time.
Okay.
Then make sure the big slidey thing go under the stairs go up whenever he's here.
Okay, I'm going to send you home now, okay? I will not confront Mr. Sanguin.
Oh, okay. But what if you need me?
Hmm?
What if you need me? I'm pretty good with... Ever since I got here, that's the butt of my hand, and she kind of like waits, and it just heals. A little golden light goes across it. You would recognize it because of what you used to be. She's a decently powerful cleric, and she was chosen. She may be like a favored soul, literally.
Mm-hmm.
As in a soul that was favored, it's like, nah, we're going to save this one. Dink.
All right. I will do my best to protect you, but this is very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And as you watch, like a suit of like, you watch flash into existence for just a half a second. It looks like a suit of golden plate mail covers her and then goes away.
You are protected.
Like, you get the vibe of like, this bitch has been chosen. You're supposed to protect her. And Varel says, wow, they don't really get involved much. There's a capital T on that they.
Yep. Okay.
She'd probably be fine if you left her. I wouldn't recommend it. But she'd probably be
fine.
She's
coming with me now. For sure.
And you watch as she kind of like just floats along behind you. She doesn't touch the ground. She's very... and she says,
oh, Dad, I've been following you for a little bit. I'm sorry.
So you're the arcane eye?
You see the eye go blink, blink.
Okay. Because I was thinking that I was Sanguine. I was about to dip both of us out of here.
If it was him, he would have killed you by now.
Yeah, I thought that was him. I was getting ready to just take us both out of this here.
I explored a little bit.
Got a question for you. Have you ever used a gun before?
No, but I'm pretty good at making things blow up with Miss Magic.
That works too. As he puts away his light laser rifle.
Yeah. No, she has the light power set, basically.
Okay.
So, she's got the blasts.
You know what that means?
Light at will?
Light it up. For an action, everyone does an extra D6 of radiant damage.
Mm-hmm.
She has that.
Yeah, she does.
So she could use that to help me out in the fight.
She could, if she needed to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like a 6th-level cleric. No, she'd be a 7th-level cleric. For the 4th-level for the Arcane Eye.
Yep. All right. Do you know what else is on this floor that we're on?
I know that down there is... And she points to, like... she points that north leads to a tower full of, like... weapons and armor. She said that it's always really well guarded. There's usually 3 or 4 vampires in there, or their spawn. She doesn't know that term, but you put it together.
Yep.
The next one, clone clockwise. I'm not gonna tell you what directions. Fuck the directions. I'm just gonna give you. There's one tower goes to like an armory. Another one goes to a library. Another one goes to. She says she sees Mr. Sanguin goes in there every now and again, but. He always locks the door after he leaves. And it's the only one that, like, you don't... There's barely anybody else goes to. And then the last one leads to... What you figure out is, like, a mess hall type thing for this floor. For this level. This weird level of castle. Which is mostly just spires that are interconnected by, like, 30-foot walkways.
Okay.
And you figure out there's, like, 10 or 15 spires, but those are the close ones.
Do you know the spell Detect Magic?
Yeah, I could do it.
If I help you set up for the ritual, you mind casting that?
What do you mean? She just does it.
Oh, okay, that works too.
Just does it.
All right, I can do that too.
But she
kind of attacks me.
I have this mark on my shoulder, and she points, and then she has the thing that lets you do it at will. The
cool.
Mark, but it's like really prominent. And you look at it, and it's in shape like a cross.
I will slowly approach to take her hand.
Yeah, it's just she feels like sunshine when she touches her.
So my mark doesn't react.
No, you get like like an error feeling, like if you're trying to activate it, like you don't usually will it, but you can. You get like a I will burn this bitch out if you're not careful, and you're like, oh, okay, never mind. You like touch your tattoo, and he says, yeah, they don't appreciate it when people play with their stuff. Be nice to her, and
this is my plan. I just wanted to see if she was one of us.
No. No, we don't play. We don't play nice together.
Okay.
Well, correction. He's still mad, but you know.
Gotcha. We'll make a religion roll to figure out who he is.
It's big G, little O, little D.
Okay. It was what I was figuring, but it couldn't be something.
Capital else. They. Come on, I was alluding to it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's what I figured, but I want. Let's make sure.
Like, he exists. He just isn't really active in the world much anymore.
Yep.
More so since magic came back because he's more accepted. People are like, okay, if magic exists,
there's maybe. A chance.
Yeah, exactly. It's more, they're more accepting.
All right. Did you say there was any of them goons in the library area?
No.
Between here and there?
No one ever goes there. Mr. Sanguine went in there one time, but he came out and slammed the door.
All right. Let's investigate in there, okay?
Okay. And she kind of like putters along like on her little cloud of light.
All right. I will do my best to keep her protected.
Yeah, you don't get the vibe that she's really in any danger unless you get into a fight.
Yep. Can I use one of my tireless charges to give her temporary hit points?
You don't think she needs them.
Okay.
I'm telling you that she has like a replenishing set of temporary HP because of what she is.
Yep. So
effectively, unless she gets hit, you don't need to do jack diddly shit for her.
Yep. It's just Damon trying to be as protective as possible.
Yeah, exactly. You try to do it, and she says, it's okay, I feel just fine.
Okay.
And she says, look, and then she like bounces her hair, and then it like, she bounces up and then slowly floats back down, like as it goes through layers of divine energy.
Okay. Well protected indeed.
Yeah, the bookcase was going to fall on me, and then it made a hole for me to sit in, so it was nice.
Alrighty then.
I've been there for a while, and then her eyes kind of, like, fade in. And like
was there any interesting books on the shelf?
Before I get too far, because I said she was 12, she is 6 years old, right? Mm-hmm. She has been here for 2 years.
Since she was 4, yeah.
Yeah.
She's been here basically what she can remember. She probably shouldn't remember her own
words. She remembered her parents' names because... Mm-hmm. She's got a really, really high wisdom. She's got a really, really high wisdom, really high charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And she remembered it because she heard it said enough times near her.
And she probably recited it the whole time she was here.
Uh-huh.
I will be back to you, Mommy and Daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
So was there any interesting books?
There's a lot of books on, like, darkness magic. And you see one about, like, the Book of Eternal Night is a big hit.
Read the first and second line out loud.
Scholar's Touch at Will. Yeah, it is an action to do each one. So that's 6 seconds per book. How long do you want to spend? I'll tell you what you're going to get out of it. It's a book. It's a full-ass bookcase. It's probably 30 or 40 books on it.
I'm just going to tag like 5.
It's less than a minute. I mean, you can do it while you're touching, while you're talking to her. You're just going.
Yeah. The whole time we're talking, okay, plus so, 5 more before we go.
Okay, so you're going to get the whole bookshelf because she's kind of a chatty Cathy.
As long as I don't feel in danger, I'm not
running. Yeah, what you're going to gather is this bookshelf is, like, this was probably his plan if magic didn't come back. It was a way to bring magic back through what he called the Eternal Night. And it would do is it would force whatever was holding the magic to break.
To try to save the world.
No.
But
to try and save him.
Yeah. No, I'm saying he's going to make the world... eternal dark, the magic to force the magic out to save the world from the eternal dark. That's why the magic release is just Damon's first thought.
Yeah, and Boreal goes, no. He was trying to use the eternal night to rule the world.
Yeah, no, the bringing the magic back, that's why it breaks due to the eternal dark. It was just a quick thought.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a different trigger, but I appreciate your thought.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the actual trigger?
I can't tell you that.
Read book 2 to find out.
No shit. So, yeah, you're making your way downtown. You're making your way down the pathway to the library to spire.
I ask her, was she the one closing the portcullis behind me?
No, that was the motion sensors.
So do they reset on their own, or?
No. There's a big lever that does it on the other side of the staircase.
Downstairs or upstairs?
By where you were.
Okay, so we could reset it when we go back down.
Yeah.
Okay. We continue to the library.
Yeah, so you go to the there's a big old door. The door's actually slightly ajar. Because he didn't slam it shut. He slammed it, but he slammed it so hard it bounced back open a little bit, and he was just too pissed off to go fix it.
Okay. Any books currently strewn on the floor that he might have been pissed at?
Yeah. There are only 5 books of any real note in here. One is a book on a mental manipulation, like magic. And it is, like, it's, you touch it and it is dark shit. It is about permanent domination and things like that, and slave contracts and things that, like, you know, have never existed in our, in like real, in, on Earth, at least not since recorded history. Not that it didn't exist thousands of years ago, but recorded history wise, it's never existed.
I make a request out of Boreal to remove any of that extra dark crap out of his brain if he can. Boreal doing psychic surgery to remove any of the more disturbing
stuff. Anything you don't need, I'll keep hold of, and I'll let you know if you need it.
Thank you.
You may write down one time, let's say 3 times, you can ask Boreal a question about something dark like that, and he'll give you an answer. I'm not saying it's right, but he has an answer. The next 2 books are both regarding breaching mental defenses, including celestial defenses.
Breaking celestial mental defenses.
Yes.
Okay.
And they actually do mention the Children of the Four, or the Chosen of the Chosen of the Four. Which you know is a slang for what your order and the rest of your people would have been at one time.
Okay. Definitely adding this to the destroy pile if he actually didn't get to it, but I assume he did.
Yeah, and it looks, and at the end of it, the grand thing is, there, without physical contact for 30 seconds or longer, there is no way to breach it. That was why you get the impression, because that's where he stayed, like, at that point, that's right through the book. It was, like, open to that page.
He has to basically be in contact with me for 30 seconds to dominate.
Correct. And then, but it says once that, the protections will have no effect at all.
Must keep Misty Step open and available and not fall to wisdom.
Or feeble-minded.
Feeble-minded.
Isn't the one savior not proficient in intelligence? No. You are, because you started as a rogue.
Yep. Charisma and strength.
You're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Those are the only ones I'm not proficient in now.
So, the second to last book is a book on, weirdly enough, fire magic. And it talks about how to defend against fire magic.
Defend against? I was thinking these books were just based upon taking out our crew.
What kind of damage do your teammates make? He is.
Well.
Radiant, thunder, and fire.
Yeah, Natalie does more radiant, and Mike.
And then the last one is defending against radiant damage.
Okay.
Or defending against the light of God is basically what it translates to.
So nothing and for the crab.
He's different. Mm-hmm. He was pure slashing damage before, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't know.
Well, I'm just changed a lot, too.
Exactly, but radiant damage. Mm-hmm. So, and that one has extensive things about how these different dark wards can give resistances, and even you take this particular potion, it gives you immunity for a while, and it looks like he's got a bookmark in that one.
I'm keeping the books.
They're heavy. They're not like, oh, it's like, think they're like high school textbooks that you could carry.
Correction. I'm going to deny him access to those books.
Now, you could burn this whole library down. It'd be kind of horrible, but
I have it all up here. I can rewrite it.
Okay, you know what? You just got such a will. Let's say there's that you can fully read and download a book in 6 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm. And store it. Because 20 wisdom.
If you were here for 3 hours, you can get the whole library, little library, in your head. There may or may not be hidden gems among them, but those are the ones. The investigation check to find them will be very difficult.
Yeah, I'll take the investigation try at least.
Now, to be clear, that investigation will take you an hour of basically tearing this place apart. But if you go and touch every book, I'm telling you mechanically what it is so that we don't spend 3 hours on it.
Yep. I'm going to reset the stairs so it doesn't look like it was triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start that process.
Okay. And
if there's any sign of danger, I'm going to instantly stop.
Yeah. You make it through, and what you end up seeing is that Mary made an illusion behind the open door of there being of it, what it used to look like.
I got it.
Okay.
And she like holds up a thumb like a little like from Full House, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go sleep now. Well, can you wake me up? I haven't really gotten to sleep much. I'm very tired.
Go sleep. I'll keep watch.
Okay. And she just like full ass passes out. Do you have a familiar still?
Possibly.
It's soul bond. You couldn't get a new one, but you do still have it.
I'll have my hawk here.
All right. And he goes, I watch the door. And it just like perches.
Gotcha.
So you manage to go through. And what happens is one of the books isn't a real book. You touch it, nothing happens.
Investigate for traps.
Please do.
Did I hit it on the nose? Did I hit it with my nose?
Did you?
It's a 17. And I'm not wasting my license.
You didn't set it off.
And I'm not wasting my license.
I'm sorry, don't find a trap.
Oh, that's on. She's still sleeping?
Yeah, she's sleeping across the room. She's actually made like a pile of like the books you've taken out. Like you're like, and she's like made a kind of a crappy bed, and like she took like a cloak out of your backpack, and she's sleeping on that.
She's hiding under my cape of
the Montebank. You're wearing that?
No, not the cape of the Montebank. The one I'm attuned to.
Cloak of the Manta Ray? No, that's not.
No,
cloak of protection. Cloak of displacement.
Displacement.
I thought you were wearing that, or did you?
I am, but I'm using it as a blanket for her.
Okay.
I'm kind.
I understand. I just figured, like, you have, like a cloak, like, a
I'm also cloak. In charge of her safety.
True. Yeah, so, yeah, it's, you don't find a trap on it. It's just
I will continue past it.
Hmm?
I will continue past it.
Okay. You finished the process. You have downloaded this book. There's, the only thing weird is that one book isn't a book.
Then, I'll wake her up, and then I will take a closer look at it once we're all rested.
Okay.
Do we consider having a short rest?
Absolutely. You have a short rest.
Okay. There goes my temporary hit points.
You just make new ones.
Yep. And then my pool is reset.
Correct.
But I'm back up to full health.
You used hit dice to get there?
Yep. I'm only 18 down, so it's not that much. Many hit dice.
What, 2? Yeah. Maybe 3? If you roll poorly.
Exactly.
They are D8s. Or D8s or D10s.
Oh, right. For some reason, I was thinking Rogue was a D6.
This isn't 3-5.
18? That's exactly what I needed.
Yeah, that's 2 and 2 dice. 1 and a 7 plus 10.
Nope, correction. I'm still down 4.
Plus 3 con?
Yep. 144.
Okay.
And then I will get my temporary hit points.
Yep. Is that a short rest thing or a long rest thing?
I think it's a long rest. I get 5 charges, so.
I know. I'm just asking.
It's per long rest.
Okay.
Alrighty then. And I got my detect portal back up. Okay. I'm not going to use it yet.
Okay.
I'm going to set off the trap.
You're going to pull the. Mm-hmm. You pull a book and.
Unless I get a fresh look at it, because.
You spend 3 out. You can give one more shot at it. Roll a disadvantage, but you get another shot at it. Wow, it got worse. Yeah, you don't see it. So you pull it, and what...
I do have my cape back on, by the way.
So, to your benefit, and it actually is, I had this set as what the trap was, all the books light on fire.
Okay.
And, but, the door, scary door, the bookcase you're standing next to slides open and reveals a small teleportation portal about maybe 6 foot, 5 foot across.
Do I have a sense of where it goes?
Absolutely. It goes down.
Basement down?
Basement down.
Okay. Have you seen this portal before?
No. What about the study? Do you want to go to that or no?
Let's check that one out, and then we'll come back to this portal. I believe it leads all the way to the basement.
That's a scary place. There's a bunch of bad people down there.
Yeah, but there's also all the servants and hostages you described earlier.
Yeah, the other girls and the boy. There's lots of us.
How many people can I take with a plane ship?
I think it's 10.
I can rescue a few people then.
I think it's 10.
We'll start headed towards the study. Is Dracula upstairs or at the study right now?
He's upstairs. You know that he's the portcullis is closed. The gate is closed if he's upstairs. The gate across the top.
Okay.
Which kind of seems backwards, like it would open, but it makes sense when you think about it. He doesn't want to be disturbed.
8 willing targets. You end up to 8, so I can do that. No, it's 9 people. All right, we'll head to the study, Paul.
All right, so you head your way down to the study, and there's a very plain door, which is really unusual.
Any traps? 26?
Uh-huh. Well, like at least 3.
Arcane or physical?
Yeah, 2 arcane, 1 physical.
Arcane, physical.
Okay, and it looks like you'd have to disable them in sequence. Like, no failures or you'll trigger them. I'm just telling you, it's a tough one.
She says, want me to help?
What do you got?
She says, what's gonna hurt us?
She casts fine traps, and you see them, they're illuminated, and their mechanisms are illuminated.
Meaning advantage?
Roll each one with advantage. So roll them individually, just know they all have to work. Matched, okay, yep, roll it. Wow, those dice still fucked you.
Mm-hmm.
Same red dice, rolling like shit. Same red dice.
So I figure I need to use my last inspiration on that.
Yes.
So this one's definitely passed.
Mm-hmm. So which of these is the Thieves' Tools one?
These were the initial Thieves' Tools, so.
Okay.
24?
24 is the DC.
More than 24. Because that's based on dex.
Okay, so the physical was 25. Then the 2 magicals were both DC 21. So it looks like you succeeded in all 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you quickly disable the... So it was the 2 magicals and the physical. So you disable the one that was literally... All it was going to do was going to cause the place your thing you're standing on to flip to the side and then slap you with the actual tower. The walkway would have fallen down and then slapped you, knocking you away and done a bunch of damage.
And then triggering the aerial traps.
Yes. Or knocked you out into the field that would have gotten you blasted to pieces. The second magical trap was going to immolate you, like with the immolate spell. And then the third magical trap was going to, looks like it was going to teleport you somewhere.
Yeah, but I made it.
Mm-hmm. It is locked. He looks at the dice that rolled a 1 and a 4 just now. No.
Wait, why am I rolling? I'm not rolling an advantage.
Correct.
17.
Does not open.
But it's not trapped. So I can.
You already disabled the traps, so.
Yep.
Yeah, you can try 3 times before something bad will happen. Just you bend your picks and you're.
Little, and I'm boned for the rest of the trip.
Little fucked, yeah.
That'll pass.
Yeah.
18 plus.
12? No. 10?
11.
Yeah, so yeah, 29, click, it was DC 25. You heard a tick, and the door kind of like, it's obviously able to be opened now.
All right. What do we see inside?
You see glowing on the floor in front of you is a
secondary trap.
Panel.
Secondary trap?
Yep.
Like I've been careful with?
Yes, but you have, she cast detect traps, and it's in a cone, so she just kind of, it's still glowing.
See, look, there's now one.
So.
And actually, she did it from front to back, anything in this tower. This you're going to see traps on for the next, like, I think it's 10 minutes.
Okay. So I have advantage on disabling because she's...
Correct.
14 plus... Is there arcane?
Or? It is physical. 11 then.
25.
So, yeah, 20. Exactly. What it was is it was going, there was a tripwire, which is about 12 inches above the door, you know, the door frame. And it was going to cause the panel to flip up, smack you, causing spikes to come out, and then push you back into the other traps.
Okay.
They were designed to work together. All right, you disable that.
And more traps in the media area.
There are two different traps on the desk in different places. But there is, all that's in this room is a simple desk.
All right.
With a surprisingly, like, mundane office chair. Like a comfortable office chair. Like, what they call, like, an executive's chair. It's a very comfortable chair, but it's kind of, like, it's not ornate. Oh, you want to go do that once to look at it?
Is this the room that I should actually see if there's stuff in the ethereal? Because this is a pretty empty.
That is fully up to you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hold on to it for now. Because okay. I only last one round. The end of the turn I use it on.
So because you have her with you, you can't use it to escape. So if you wanted to use it now, it might not be a bad idea. I'm not going to give you anything more than that. But if you had see invisibility, it would let you see that way too. So
yeah, I look through my things. I don't have...
Prepared?
Wait. I think it's in my Gloomstalker list that's always prepared.
That does sound correct.
And so I would have invisible as well, always prepared.
I don't remember if that's right or not, but if you could look it up.
Sounds like a Gloomstalker thing.
It really does.
Greater invisible. Nope.
At fourth level, yeah.
Yep. So disguise, rope trick, fear, greater invisible, seeming. So no.
Rope trick's hot. That's a good thing to know you have.
Mm-hmm. Allow us a 10-minute reprieve.
An hour.
Hour. Nice.
It's just long enough to get a short rest.
Yep. And it's in an interdimensional plane, correct. Which we're already in an interdimensional plane.
It wouldn't take you out. Now, it would get you away from, like, a harmful effect.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go disable the traps on the desk.
It looks like one's on the central drawer and one's in the drawer to the bottom right. Okay. It is a pretty large desk, and there are three drawers per side and then one in the center.
I'm going to disable all the traps I can see first.
Okay.
Before I touch the desk anymore.
Sounds good. Is this the center one?
Center one first.
Okay.
Unless I sense I need to go in a particular
order. There's no order.
Okay. Arcane or physical?
It is an arcane trap. He is a magic-y boy.
Natural 20?
Yeah. You find a very fine glass orb containing roiling flames. You could just take it.
Yeah, take
you,
it.
You Nat 20'd it. It's a fireball. It was designed to destroy the desk. One use fireball, you got to throw it. When you throw it, it's like a DC. They roll a DC 10 dex check not to break it, because it'll explode in your hand. But otherwise, it's just a fireball and a trap. You can throw it 60 feet away.
DC for the fireball?
Oh, it's a DC 15 fireball, third level.
It's a Dracula made potion.
Yeah, he didn't make it. Oh, okay, he did make it. Correction. It's a DC 20 fireball, and it's cast at 7th level. So add 46. So it's 12d6. I can't read that, so I'm...
Alright, now for the other trap. This one's also magical?
Yeah. No, this is physical.
Does a 21 make it?
No, but it doesn't set it off.
I'm going to be extra careful. I am going to ask for guidance.
You got it. And she pats you on the shoulder, and you have guidance. DA4.
That's what I was initially asking for when I was going to ask her for help. I thought she was going to cast guidance.
No, she's basically whatever helps her survive, she's got down here.
So that is a 26 plus 3 for 29?
Yeah, it looks like it's an acid sprayer. Pointed inward, not outward.
To destroy all this stuff. Yeah.
Correct.
He wants to hide whatever he has kept in here.
Correct. How would you like to go through so the left side has no traps on it. The center, then there's the third on the right. What order would you like to go in?
Left, center, right.
So just go top, bottom?
Yep.
Top left is mundane office shit. Next one down is looks like notebooks, like empty, just ready to be used. Bottom left contains, looks like reagents for a couple rituals, but they're nothing you've seen before. You can roll Arcana if you'd like.
28.
One of those is to set up the unhollow spell, and the other one is to set up gate.
Gate, I think, is an expensive component.
It's like a 10K diamond, I think.
pocket.
It is perfect.
10K gold, right?
Yeah, that's a very stupid expensive diamond. I'm just going to pull it up. I think it might be 5K, actually. 5K, it's a 5K diamond. So you just found 100K just sitting in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has a tinge of blue running through it. And you're like, hold on. This was stolen. This was stolen from a... The reason why you know it exists is this was stolen from a jewelry shop in Mexico City. Like, the biggest jewelry shop in Mexico City. Like, huge. Like, world-renowned. The whole nine.
And don't let CeCe eat it. Got it. Or do let CeCe eat it.
It's the size of a fist.
You know the last blue gem she had?
It was the size of a marble. Okay. So the center one, which was trapped, contains... It looks like it's got like five or six scrolls, which are going to contain... Let's say there are eight scrolls. There's going to be a first level, second level, third level, fourth level, fifth level, sixth level, seventh level, and eighth level spell. You do not have time to identify them.
I don't have the identify spell.
So what you write down one of each level spell, and we will generate those off mic. He looks over towards Mike, usually sits, and it made me laugh. All right. So the top right drawer is... it's like basic magical supplies, just like a penknife. There's an arcane focus, a little orb. Very like rudimentary stuff. And it looks like it's kind of dusty, like it hasn't been used in a while. The next one down contains...
I will keep the penknife.
Okay.
So I could always just use it to teleport to Dracula. Or Dracula could use it to teleport to me. No, I leave it.
Hey, I was going to say, you do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, no.
I'll take advantage. And then...
Yeah, I already have something stolen from him, so yeah. He could easily just teleport to me when he wants if I don't pawn off the jewel.
C'est la vie. The second one, the next one down contains... much more advanced magical stuff, like it's alchemical supplies, and it looks like it has the potion used to make celestial immunity. It looks like it has.
What do you mean by celestial immunity?
Yeah, the potion of celestial immunity is what I told you about from the book.
Okay,
well, one of the books. It looks like there's slots for like four
doses.
The doses, and one of them is missing, but there is reagents to make more. You could take those if you wanted to.
Yeah.
They look expensive. Like.
Yeah. So this celestial immunity means it gets past the celestial's immunity? Or
no,
gives
like
them-
immunity to radiant damage.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. And then the last one is the one that was trapped. And inside all that's there is a big black book with the name Vlad Tepes on the front. And with that, this first episode of The Damon Show is over. Good night, everybody.
Bye.